The intense publicity generated by a series of shark attacks on the New South Wales north coast this year has been testing the resilience of communities that rely on tourism to the region. Surfers have been left bloodied and bruised after several shark attacks at locations along the coast, including Ballina and Foster. And recently, a shark sighting off Byron Bay forced tourists to evacuate beaches up and down the north coast. Local and state authorities have responded with drumlines, shark nets, drones and helicopters. Our reporter David Taylor has been looking at how tourism in the area has been affected by the attacks and the measures adopted in response.
Each shark attack brings trauma for the victim and their relatives, but the response from authorities has left communities divided and angry. Dave Loosemore owns dunes at Shelley Beach at East Ballina.
Well, they're just trying to appease everybody, which end up appeasing no one, do you?
In October, a 25-year-old man was knocked off his board and mauled at Sharps Beach in Ballina, the sixth attack of the year. Then again in December, a 62-year-old man was bitten by a great white while he was surfing just south of Foster on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. Since then, drumlines, which are a type of aquatic trap used to lure and capture large sharks using bait hooks, have since been dropped along the coast near Booty Booty, Boomerang and Elizabeth beaches. Shark nets have also been deployed on five northern coast beaches for a six-month trial. David Wright is the mayor of Ballina Shire Council.
They went in about a month ago, and the difference between this season and last season we sometimes had three or four people in the water. At the moment, we've got hundreds all at each of the four beaches that are netted.
So the inclusion of shark nets has actually been, and the patrols has actually brought more people to the beach.
Oh, yes, lots. Incredible. As a matter of fact, I talk the lifeguards every day and we're looking at getting extra lifeguards because there's so many people and so, they're not just at one spot, they're all over the beaches. So, it's most likely 50 times more people in the water this year than last year, and that's not joking.
Mr. Wright says Ballina's even benefiting from some tourist migration away from unprotected parts of the coastline.
And people are coming from Byron Bay, which doesn't have nets. They're coming here to surf. We're getting lots and lots of visitors just come down, the extra 20 minutes, and they've got a beach that's protected.
Tracy Donovan owns and runs Lennox Head Beachfront Apartments. She's glad to see the extra safety measures and says it's helped maintain her bookings.
We've been absolutely full right through the season until the end of January. No one has cancelled at all this year, and people have rebooked again for next year.
But there aren't any shark deterrents that guarantee the safety of swimmers, and the shark nets at this point are temporary. Dave Loosemore is worried the summer vigilance will disappear and he'll lose his bookings.
Anywhere on the east coast is going to be busy. It's the periods after that he's at concern.
Right. And you're not seeing those forward bookings?
No, they seem to be a little bit quieter, but, it's only early in the year. They could transform into more. With the nets in whatever, it could turn around.
And while the various measures put in place to keep the sharks at bay seem to be working, the numbers of sharks in the area are still at healthy levels. Indeed, five great white sharks were caught in northern New South Wales 2 days after the shark nets were deployed. Tracy Donovan again.
You wouldn't be encouraging young kids to go and buy surfboards and things like that, so I would assume that the surfing fraternity is the one suffering the most.
But for those who feel they have been left worse off by the measures, Dave Loosemore had this to say.
The people that are against everything, they've just got to take responsibility of it, and that's every conversation we had. So the next bloke that gets attacked or the next bloke that gets killed, mate, the people that don't want it, you take the responsibility for it.
Local tourism provider Dave Loosemore, ending David Taylor's report there.